In this example, we look at how the right plane pose affects the optimal robust stability margin. As we said before, that in a unstable case, we need the gain to be large near the unstable pose. So you can see that if the gain is very small, then you actually have poor robust stability margin, and that's what we have shown in this table. When the gain is very when k is very small, then of course the frequency response is small near the unstable pole omega equal to 1, and then when you increase in gain, then you get a larger and larger gain of the frequency response at frequency equal to 1, then you can get the stability margin getting larger and larger.